Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting third. The first baseman, Kevin Youkilis. Batting fourth. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting sixth. The catcher, AJ Pierzynski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jordan Danks. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Orlando Hudson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Sale. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The right fielder, Ben Revere. Batting third. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ryan Dumit. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Brian Dozier. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jamie Carroll. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Nick Blackburn. And now, play ball. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Diaza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Escobar strikes out. One out. Kevin Youkilis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Diaza moves to second. Kevin Youkilis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Youkilis hits a fly ball into right field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Diaza moves to third. Two outs. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Span hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Revere hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rios hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Rios reaches second base with a double. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into right field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rios moves to third. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dozier misplays the ball. That's an error on Dozier. Rios scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danks hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hudson hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alejandro Diaza batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Diaza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Willingham strikes out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe hits a fly ball into center field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Youkilis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Youkilis is 0 for 1 in the game. Youkilis hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Revere. Youkilis reaches second base with a double. Revere throws the ball into Morneau, who tags Youkilis trying to return to first, for the out. Escobar goes all the way around to score. 1 out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rios strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dumit hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Diaza. Dumit reaches second base with a double. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Dumit. The throw from Pierzynski, and they have the runner in a rundown. Ramirez applies the tag, and Dumit is out. 2 outs. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll takes first base on ball 4. Denard Span, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Span is 0 for 1 in the game. Span hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hudson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Danks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Danks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Revere is 0 for 1 in the game. Revere hits a fly ball into center field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Maurer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Willingham is 0 for 1 in the game. Willingham hits a line drive into left field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Dozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Diaza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Escobar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Youkilis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Youkilis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Youkilis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diaza moves to third. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0 White Sox. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rios is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rios hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dumit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Escobar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dozier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carroll is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carroll strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Manship now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Danks hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hudson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Diaza is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Diaz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Hudson moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Escobar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Hudson moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Youkilis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Youkilis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Youkilis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hudson scores. Escobar moves to third. It's 8-1, White Sox. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dunn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Dunn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Escobar scores. Youkilis moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rios hits a fly ball into right field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Span is 0-for-2 in the game. Span hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Diaz, who is chasing the ball. Span reaches third base with a triple. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revere is 0-for-2 in the game. Revere hits a fly ball into left field. Dank settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Span tags and scores. One out. It's 9-2, White Sox. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mauer strikes out. Pierzynski drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mauer out. Two outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Willingham is 0-for-2 in the game. Willingham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Gray now pitching. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pierzynski is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Span, who is chasing the ball. Pierzynski reaches third base with a triple. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Danks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pierzynski scores. It's 10-2, White Sox. Orlando Hudson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hudson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tyler Flowers now playing first base. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Morneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Plouffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Plouffe hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Dumit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dumit hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Morneau. The throw from Pierzynski and he is out, Hudson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Parmley now playing right field. Ben Revere now playing center field. Darren Mastriani now playing left field. Tyler Robertson now pitching. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Diaza strikes out. 1 out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Escobar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flowers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Escobar moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Escobar moves to third. Flowers moves to second. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rios is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rios hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Escobar scores. Flowers moves to third. Dunn moves to second. It's 11-2, White Sox. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Pierzynski hits a line drive into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flowers tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 12-2, White Sox. Alex Burnett now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Rios moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Will Oman now pitching. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dozier takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Carroll batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carroll hits a fly ball into left field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darren Mastriani batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mastriani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-4, White Sox. Ben Revere is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Revere is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Revere hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hudson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Danks is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Danks strikes out. 1 out. Orlando Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hudson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaza is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Diaza hits a fly ball into center field. Revere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Escobar hits a fly ball into left field. Mastriani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Parmley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morneau strikes out. 1 out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Plouffe is hit by the pitch. Parmley moves to second. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dumit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dumit is hit by the pitch. Parmley moves to third. Plouffe moves to second. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dozier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Escobar fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Parmley scores. Dumit moves to second. 2 outs. It's 12-5, White Sox. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Escobar fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12. And Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.